Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Howlett. Next week, a ceremonial groundbreaking will be held for a road extension in Clark County, Indiana. This is one of the early projects for the larger Ohio River Bridges project, which after more than, 40 years or so of study and debate and untold public hearings is moving forward. A lot remains undecided, however. The project includes a new East End Bridge with construction overseen by Indiana. Then the Kentucky-managed part of the project includes a new downtown bridge and the reworking of Spaghetti Junction. The Courier-Journal's Marcus Green is here with an update on the project. He's been covering the bridge's story for a number of years. It hasn't been 40, but it may seem like it at times.
Thanks, Rick.
Good to have you back, Marcus.
Good to be back.
One of the big elements of the project, of course, is a tolling system that will be used to help pay for it and the establishment of a tolling body. But you've been reporting there's some debate over who should serve on this panel.
That's right. You know, earlier this month, the federal government signed off on the tolling plan, which gives the states the ability to put tolls on these bridges. And it seemed the next logical question is, well, who is going to assign these toll rates and who's responsible for them to be adjusted and possibly raised? And when I asked the states about this, the answer was that that's yet to be determined. But the one thing that they could say is that whatever this tolling body, whatever membership it has, there are two seats that will be definite. One is the Indiana Finance Authority, which is that state's finance agency, and the other is a rather wieldy a group called KPTIA, which stands for the Kentucky Public Transportation Infrastructure Authority, which is basically a state board. It's headed by the transportation cabinet head, Mike Hancock. But neither of those boards has much in the way right now of representation from this area, and I thought that warranted a story, and we wrote about that a little while ago.
So is there any timeline as to when this panel will be put into place?
No, and I think that's one of the next steps in this is they begin to assign and award the contracts. There are a lot of outstanding questions about when these decisions will be made on who is going to make big long-term decisions about tolling, and the states don't seem to have an answer on that yet. They are working on something called a development agreement that's going to be the next big compact between the two states. That's expected within the next couple of weeks. But in terms of a tolling policy that will lay out exactly how much you and I and everyone in the region will pay to cross these bridges, that's just not known yet, not known when that'll be known.
And you looked at how this is set up in other parts of the country.
I did, and by no means was this scientific, because each state, each county or jurisdiction that has a tolling authority goes about it in a different way. But in some cases, elected officials serve on these panels. In others, they represent the member counties or cities where there actually are tolls. And right now, KPTIA, the Kentucky agency, and Indiana, the finance authority, there's no legal requirement that there be any sort of representation like that.
Do we know yet how much, I guess the body has to be determined first, but is there an estimate as to how much we're going to be charged for tolls?
Yeah, the working assumption right now is $2 for a car or an SUV, a passenger vehicle. It would go to $5 for a larger a truck and $10 for a semi. But those are working numbers, and really there's nothing set in stone yet. I should also mention that there's a target goal of $1 for a frequent user, but no one has yet defined what that is.
And still a lot to be determined, the kind of system that will be put into place, what it's going to look like.
Yeah, all of those questions are outstanding, and I think these are the things that hopefully we'll be getting answers to in the next months, but it could take years, and that will include everything from how much you'll pay to who exactly is going to be operating this and what kind of track record do they have, and also what will happen if somebody doesn't pay. Remember, there aren't going to be any toll booths. You'll get a bill in the mail if you're passing through, if a snapshot's taken of your license plate, or you'll have a transponder that you buy and will be docked automatically every time you cross it. But the question remains, what do the states do when someone doesn't pay? Recently in the Dallas area, the tolling authority there has had an issue with collecting from people and making sure that they've got a mechanism where they can actually get their money, because the fear is that if those monies don't come in, the remedy is to just increase the toll, and that mm-hmm. affects the people that pay and they cross frequently.
I was in Florida earlier this month, and I drove from Orlando to Cocoa Beach, I guess around 80 miles. There were four different toll booths, about a dollar a piece. I thought, good heavens, why don't you just charge me at the beginning, and then we'll – but here's a sign of the things to come in Louisville. So what's the next big thing in the project? What's coming up?
Next Thursday is the groundbreaking of for a portion. It's not technically part of the project, but it'll – eventually connect to the project. It's out in Utica, Indiana. It's a small road extension, Old Salem Road. That's next Thursday. The states are making a pretty big deal out of this. Should be a lot of dignitaries there, and so we'll see what's said at that event. But remember, there still are a lot of things that haven't happened yet. Contracts haven't been awarded, and frankly, the bonds that Kentucky, for instance, will issue to pay for their part of it or to help pay for their part of it, that's still a couple of years away. So a lot of unanswered questions. The states would say, hey, we're making a lot of progress. We're at a point further than we've ever been. So we'll see.
And there's still a matter of litigation here. There was a lawsuit involving River Fields that was filed involving, I guess, the environmental study. Where does that stand?
The judge in that case basically allowed that lawsuit to proceed, but he's wanting any of the parties that are currently involved, River Fields, the Coalition for the Advancement of Regional Transportation, if they have any further litigation, the judge has said, get it in soon. And I think the timeline that he set was sometime in September. So we should know in the next coming weeks if there will be additional challenges to that.
And the
Add, the judge said there's nothing that will prevent the project from advancing. He didn't. There's no stay. There's nothing like that.
So he can move forward. And the and this Bi-State Bridges Authority still holds regular meetings?
Well, they've not held a meeting in a while, and their role is really uncertain. They took a lot of the brunt of the public's concern with a tolling proposal, and now they appear to be left out in the cold without a defined role. So we'll see what role they may have going forward. It's been said they may just be the place where there's updates provided, but beyond that, they may not have a policy role.
Marcus Green has been covering the Ohio River Bridges Project and will continue to do so for the Courier-Journal. Marcus, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rick.